There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Oh, what a day, what a day. I know I need to get away.
Hey, my love, just messaging to say I know it's a big one today, but don't be nervous. I'm so proud of you and I'm thinking of you loads. I know you're going to blow everyone away. Are your dads coming to watch? Are you doing anything to celebrate after? I guess you haven't heard from... Ugh, there's still no sign of him here. It's been like 2 weeks. I think he's gone back to his mum's. I don't know what he's doing about his course. I don't think he actually wanted to do marketing, did he? I'm sure he can get his money back if he's dropped out. That's someone's job, isn't it? To do refunds. And like, choirs are literally everywhere, aren't they? He can just join another choir. It's weird not hearing any singing. I don't think I realise how... It's like he was bleeding into me through the wall, but instead of blood, it was just hymns. It's better now. I feel like me again, and I'm fine. Like, I thought after everything that I could be... Oh, it was such a mess. Like, the Judas reference, really. Oh. But we did the right thing, didn't we? Yeah. Yeah, we did. Guess where I'm going right now? Swimming. It took all term, but it's finally happening. I've shaved my legs especially, and I'm only doing breaststroke because it's not like I'm not in the army, but it's going to be perfect. I'm a bit hungover. I ended up drinking with some of the freshers last night. It turns out we've really integrated over the chlamydia thing. Also, another good thing, I've confirmed where I'm going for my year abroad. Biarritz. I'm excited. Oh, for ages, my first choice was Lourdes, but now, no way. No more religious signs. I think I just need to get outside of my comfort zone. And everyone thinks Biarritz is a party city, but it's actually very near the Pyrenees. I'm going to go hiking and abseiling. And I did some research. There's this thing called the Via Ferrata. It's basically a high wire across two edges of a mountain or a trench or just a gap. You know what I mean. You have to wear a harness and the views are amazing. And I'm going to do it. I'm going to be strong and fearless and know who I am on a mountain. I mean, it does look like you could possibly die doing it, but I don't think that ever happens. And also, after everything this year, I think I can do anything. Oh, Anya texted me. She said Sam's not shown up at prayer group, so I can come back. But I can't. Not yet. From now on, religion's going to be a private thing for me, like showering. I'm going to the carol service, though, at the Minster. The freshers are going and they invited me. It's just carols, though, isn't it? There's nothing to be... They're basically nursery rhymes. And there's mulled wine. Oh, Meg, it's so beautiful here. There are Christmas trees everywhere, and the lights are amazing. I bet London looks beautiful, too. Okay, I better go. I need to get some money out in case I need a pound coin for the lockers. I feel like I'm 7 again. Hey, also... Love you, Megs, and thank you for getting me through this. Goodness knows what I'd have done without you. But hey, it's over. Message me after your recital, yeah?
Hey, Lids. Loved your message. Now, I can't remember anything you said. Oh, yeah. Love that you went swimming. In my head, you're being baptised. Lol. A new start. My recital went really, really well, I think. We won't get our marks until next term, but my tutor seemed happy. So, yeah, I'm proud of myself. But yeah, nah, I told my dad not to come. Too much pressure. And they have the parrot to look after and stuff, and it's only first year, and to be honest, I didn't really want them getting all excited. I still feel a bit numb. I keep expecting to see him. Is that weird? I feel like he's watching me or... I don't know. But we did what we had to do. This was not our fault. If you tell someone to jump off a bridge, do they automatically do it? No. We thought he might be Jesus for a bit, so what? It's not our fault he became a... Like, if anything, it's very messed up that he latched onto that. Like, why would he believe us? And the real Jesus wouldn't act with just his dick either. I hope he's dropped out. I was telling Roger here what happened. That's Ribena's actual name, by the way. I'm trying to be a better person and not automatically judge people just because their dads are squash tycoons. I did tell him if he wants to change his image, then he needs to stop eating octopus for dinner. But he's actually really nice. And he was shook when I told him about Sam. He's also really good at maths as well as the clarinet. And he worked out Sam must have had multiple one-night stands a day to give that many people chlamydia. So yeah, I think he can find a new fucking choir to sing with. If you're a serial cheater, give your girlfriend an STI, nearly drown her best mate in a bookshop, and then get her thrown out of church, you can lose your little solo in Ding Dong Merrily on High or whatever. God, I'm so over even talking about him. But also, I love you more, Lids. You saved me. Fuck knows what I'd be doing without you. I'd probably be in a pile on the floor, or prison, and you'd probably be making some other kind of awful coleslaw thinking about it. So actually, we saved each other. And we always will. Thank God for us, babe. Oh, yeah, we went out to celebrate. It was nice, actually. I feel like maybe, finally, I'm starting to settle in a bit more. And I'm on a sex and drinking ban. It's my new phase, which I'm calling, unless you're John Boyega, I'm not interested. Something cool did happen, though, Liz. I befriended a sniper. Well, you like that? You want to know what's hot? I've got thrush. To be fair, I do look good today. I got this puffy blouse thing for my recital from ASOS, and I was worried it was going to make me look like a loo roll, but it's so nice. I feel like an angel, but like an angel that's survived some shit. I'm wearing it 2 days in a row because it was pricey as fuck, so I have to wear it every day until it decomposes. Yeah, so we ended up back at Natasha's giant apartment, you know, the one by Buckingham Palace, and the snipers were there again. I guess maybe they just trust me now, or maybe they've just got really bored over the last couple of months, but yeah. I went into the kitchen to get some water and one of them was in there because snipers get tea breaks. And at first it was awkward and then we started talking and I asked him if he thought I could be a sniper, if being a session musician doesn't work out for me. And he said no, because you need to be amazing at reading maps and other things that I can't remember. Either way, I'm terrible at all of them. But who cares? I think I'm mates with a sniper now. What else did you say? Oh yeah, babe! Beer it! I mean, wow, got to admit, didn't see your new life path involving death bridges, but I'm happy for you. Obviously, I will be visiting. I totally get why you want to quit church for a bit. Look at us both, going cold turkey. It's so wrong how they just let a random choir boy swan in and get the job everyone wanted. And so sexist. Like, if there is a God, why does he, or she, let people make all these stupid decisions? Anyway, I'm sure you'll have fun at the carols. It'll be good closure, and so good you're bonding with the freshers. I spent the last of my student loan on that top, so I'm not doing anything at the weekend. Just gonna have a night in, defo have a wine for me. Also, I'm well excited about the holidays. We should make some plans. I'll text Jade and everyone too. We need to have a seriously epic new year. But I'll do whatever you want to do. I'm just happy we'll be together. I know we just spoke on the phone, but one more thing. I don't want to get all serious, but a lot of shit has gone down in that minster, so just, I know you're fine, but also I know you, and with Sam not being there, and you do get hyper in religious buildings, so just be careful. Like, obviously have fun, but don't drink too much mulled wine, okay? Also, send me voice recordings, please. I want to know if the choir are actually shit hot or if you just made it up to impress me. I don't know what film to watch. There's too much choice. You'll probably message me in like 5 hours and I'll still be deciding. Anyway, I'm going to put my phone down. My hands have been aching all day, probably from practicing or something. They feel all tingly, like pins and needles. I've probably been using my phone way too much. I'm going to get a claw hand. Okay, bye.
Hey, lovely. This is just a quick one, as I have to go inside in a sec. I know it could be weird, but honestly, I'm all good. It's so beautiful here, and it started snowing. Oh, it really feels like Christmas. I'm excited. Okay, I better go. Love you. Are your hands okay? It could be a circulation thing. Are you taking magnesium? Hope you can hear this. It's so nice. Meg, I can't pick up. Stop trying to call me.
Lids, something really weird is happening with my hands. I don't know what to do. I think I must have cut myself somehow, but just please call me. Oh, please pick up, Lids. My hands, they're bleeding. Oh, something's wrong. They're like big cuts in my palms. It looks awful. I don't know how it happened. I'm completely freaking out. I'm worried. I'm going mad. Please call me back. My dads aren't picking up. I need you to help me.
Meg, stop leaving me voice messages. I can't listen. Use your hands.
Liz, I can't use my hands. Oh my God. What if there's a worm eating me from the inside out? Please, just call me back. What if there's another STI? Please, God, I can't deal with any more.
Becky, it's your fave.
I'm in a taxi and I'm going to the hospital, Liz. I googled it and I know you're not supposed to google your symptoms, but this article came up and it can't be a coincidence, Liz. I don't think they're cuts. I think they're holes, Liz. It's called something, stigma something. It's from the crucifixion. It's a sign. It's, God, I can't breathe.
What is that photo you just sent? You watching a horror film? Seriously, stop being weird. God. Meg? Meg!
It is. It's. I know it. They're holes because I didn't have an. It's him. It's Jesus. He's real.
Hello girls, I'm back. I've taken the opportunity to create a new WhatsApp group. Took me a bit longer than I hoped, but I had a few things to sort out. I met my dad actually, but that's a story for another day. I just wanted you to know that I forgive you, and that I am with you always. Yes, to the end of time. Oh, and Lydia, what did you think of my solo?
Just sing and let the nature sing. Shit was written and directed by Emma Pritchard. Meg was Mandeep Dillon. Lydia was Patsy Ferran. And Sam was Cleve September. The producers were Claire Broughton and Diggory Waite, with sound design and mastering by John Wakefield. Our title tracks are Someday by Annie Drury, Bob Bradley and Matt Parker, and My Friends Don't Like You by Lauren Henson, Bob Bradley and John Beck. Holy Shit is a Hat Trick podcast.